You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. On Sunday, Alamo Drafthouse Kalamazoo will show the silent film Metropolis, scored by local band Forget the Times. This is the second live score the group has composed this year, after the Cabinet of Dr. Caligari in September. I came to rehearsal at Satellite Records to find out how this improv rock band approached Metropolis. The production of the 1920s movie Metropolis, written by husband and wife Fritz Lang and Tia von Harbou, is a fascinating story in itself. It's set in a futuristic city where the rich party in high-rise apartments, while the poor work day and night underground, powering the city. But this order is upset when a member of the elite follows a beautiful worker down to see the horrors below. After its premiere, Metropolis was edited by several distribution companies to about a fourth of its original runtime. And until the 1980s, most of the extra tape had been lost. As of 2010, the film has now been restored to almost all of its original length.
Yeah, 2.5 hours. This is, I don't know about the rest of everybody, but that's the longest I've ever played music in front of people in one sitting.
That's Sean Hartman, the guitarist and bandleader for Forget the Times. Hartman says more classical scores of the film had roughly the same feel throughout. But he says he wanted the audience to hear a strong shift between the underworld and the upper class parts of the city. Here's bassist Russ Wagner.
We were going for sort of a mechanical kind of theme for the workers in the underworld. When it starts off, they're all marching in step and everything, and they operate, you know, all this giant machinery. And then for the upper crust, it is more free, more waltzy, airy. We're an entirely improvised band, and that's how we've operated as our time as a group. So for this, we're coming from that abstract background a little bit, but also at the same time we're actually working on some more composed moments that are going to repeat throughout the film.
Josh Miller plays guitar and does some effects for the band. He says there will also be some sound effects, but don't expect woodblocks or bells at the showing. These are more abstract.
We're not using like things that would normally make those sounds, and it doesn't necessarily sound like it would in real life.
Right, it's just kind of a sound that signifies that what's happening is happening.
Yeah.
Many of those effects will be produced by Brad Miller, the only member of the ensemble who's technically not part of Forget the Times. He heads the experimental rock band Brown Company. Miller says, while Metropolis was filmed during the rise of Nazi Germany, an issue that eventually led to the two writers' divorce, the film is still relatable today.
The theme and the division between the haves and the have-nots in this film is really probably the most compelling storyline. So if that was Nazis versus Jews, or even looking at sort of where we're at today with the 1%, the 99%, or even the recent social phenomenons and rioting and people trying to make their voice heard by organizing is definitely a theme throughout the film.
Brad Miller and Forget the Times will do a live score of the silent film Metropolis, Sunday night at 7 at Alamo Drafthouse Kalamazoo. If you decide to go, you might want to buy your tickets soon. The band showing of Dr. Caligari in September was sold out. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.